Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark, and thank you for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. After day four of OTAs on Thursday, owner Bob McNair and head coach Gary Kubiak spoke with the media, and the main topic of conversation was the return of Andre Johnson. McNair is happy that number 80 is back on the field.
You know, Andre came to see me and wanted to assure me that he loved being a Texan and that this whole thing has sort of gotten blown out of proportion and is out of character for him. And he wanted me to know that he's a team player and that nothing has changed. And I told him, I said, well, I just want you to know that we miss having you out here. Your teammates miss you. We miss you. And we want you out here.
Were you surprised that he didn't do any of the negotiations? No, I don't do any of the negotiations.
Rick Smith does that.
Were you surprised that he did stay away? That's out of character for a guy like Andre to do something like that.
Well, I'm sure he was getting advice from a lot of different people, and he probably thought it was going to be sort of a low key kind of deal. He didn't expect it to be, you know, played up as big as it was, and so. He wanted to be out here with his teammates and let everybody know that that he's happy being a Texan, and we're happy having him. But with any of our players, if they have anything that they want to talk about, we're always willing to sit down and talk to them and review their situation and help them to understand, you know, what the team's obligations are and what the team's parameters are. There's some things we can do, some things we can't do, and sometimes players don't understand that. But I think he's fine. I'm delighted that he's back, and he's happy, he's smiling, and we're happy and smiling.
With it being another half year, would there be some benefit to redoing his deal?
No, because we still have 53 players on our squad, and we have to take care of everybody. And we have our own budgets that we set, and this was unchanged this year, whether it was uncapped year or not, and that really didn't play into it at all.
So, Bob, are you open
to satisfying the worry that he's again?
Well, I think he'll have the opportunity to sit down and visit with Rick, and they can talk about it and determine, where they are and what they want to do and where they can go, and they'll go from there.
So the club is open to
We'll sit down and visit and see where he's coming from and let him understand what our situation is, and we'll go from there. What we've committed to is that we'd sit down and talk with him about it, and that's what we'll do.
Is that Friday, Bob, when you'll start doing that?
I don't know. That's, he and his agent will work that out with Rick. I'm not involved in that.
Are you confident one way or another a resolution can be reached?
I'm confident he'll be a Texan, and he'll be a happy Texan. We try to listen to people and try to be fair with them and hear their point of view and let them understand our point of view. And usually when reasonable people sit down and do that, you can walk away feeling that you've been heard and been treated right. So we try to do that with everybody.
Is it plausible that he's outperformed his contract?
Well, there are always ups and downs with everybody. You always have players that are overpaid, and you always have players that are underpaid. And nobody knows what the future holds. You don't know how they're going to play this year. They tend to level out over time, though. But, yes, you have ups and downs, and you do that in business. I mean, compensation is probably the most difficult issue to deal with in any type of organization, because you never hit perfect.
Bob,
never happens.
Were you surprised at how this unfolded? It was just as crazy as you sort of expected it would work out this way.
No, I thought, I've been confident, all of us have been confident. We know what kind of person Andre is, and his being out here, that's in character for him. His not being here, that's not Andre. Andre loves the team, he loves his teammates. He tries to put the team first, and that's why we think so much of him and appreciate him.
Hey guys, a couple more questions. Can you talk about the whole thing?
Was it upsetting to you to hear people bad-mouthing him when he's done so much for your team over these last few years?
Well, you know, most people don't know what all the facts are, and you usually they're speaking without the benefit of having full knowledge, and you just have to disregard that and not pay any attention to it. You know, he's a quality player and he's a quality person, and you know, we've always supported him, you know, 100%, and we'll continue doing that because he's a good role model for our team.
Kubiak also discussed the return of Johnson, and he had this to say about number 80 coming back to town.
Oh, it's great to have him back. You know, I mean, been the heart and soul of this football team for a long time, and you know, just glad to see him back out here.
You know, he's getting his work in, but it's more of a leadership thing, just the guy seeing him.
Everywhere. You know, like I said the other day, I'm not worried about Andre. Andre will be ready to play, and nobody works harder than him. But, you know, you got to understand, too, there's about 30 new faces out here that know who he is, but that didn't see him in the locker room for the last few days, so that's really important. And the energy just picked up. The whole group energy picked up.
What does that say about him? That he says, Gary, that management here didn't really plead with him or say they were going to bend or break or whatever, and he just decided he should show up.
Well, I can't speak for Matt, you know. I mean, I just know I've always got everything he has, and, you know, it's just part of the business. And but for him to be here, that's him. I mean, he's where he's at because of how hard he works and goes about the game, and it's not going to be any different this year. So just, you know, very happy to have him back.
What were your emotions when you got the word from Rick and that he was going to be here? What were your initial thoughts?
I ate dinner a lot better last night. I was at Papa's Burgers, so I give them a plug, and they called and told me that he was coming, so dinner was much more enjoyable. So.
Mario come off and the trainers were looking at him. Anything?
No, I don't know, Mark. I have to go see. I thought he practiced the whole day. Okay. Must have been at the end of practice. But the only guy today got nicked was Glenn. Glenn's hamstring bothered him a little bit, so we pulled him out. Other than that, I think we're okay.
Gary, the first 4 days, you guys haven't done a whole lot with the kickers. Is that something you hold off all the way to training camp?
Well, what we want to do is create a competitive environment for Neil and Chris. But Neil has a little hamstring issue, so if that takes another week, we'll do it. But we'll create a competitive environment in front of the whole team, so you know, we can look at them, and you know, everybody knows that's going to be a competitive situation, so hopefully we can get that, but yeah. I got to get Neil healthy.
Through these 4 days, what have you seen from that crowded group of running backs you have?
Well, I've been impressed with Foster. I mean, you know, went first year to second year, big jump, you know, just watching him practice. You know, Steve's sitting here lining up as a two, and he started 15 games 2 years ago. I hadn't said a word, just working, so that's been very impressive. We need to get the young kid out here. You know, the other two guys, they've got some ability. We've just got to, you know, see what happens once we put the pads on. Ryan, I don't know if y'all noticed, he hasn't been here the last 2 days, had a family issue, so get him back here hopefully Monday.
Gary, how about Moby?
He's doing fine, you know, he's doing fine. Like I said, it's almost like it's, I don't want to use the word experiment, but I think it's up to us to evaluate how he looks through this these OTAs at that weight. I mean, obviously, he's going to have to maybe have some more to come into camp just because of how the wear and tear. But, you know, I mean, he's done a good job. We'll see. Let's see how it goes.
What is the message when this is voluntary and you have 100% participation? You know, except maybe Ryan goes away for...
I think that's why we made progress, Mark. You know, I mean, everybody understands the offseason NFL, and, you know, our guys have been great. I mean, I've had no problems, and our team puts pressure on guys to, hey, get here. We need you here. That's how we get better. So I think it just says a lot about the leadership of the team.